If you've been on the internet in the last 5 years or so, you've probably heard a lot of buzz, pun intended, about SOVT exercises. Voice teachers on the internet seem to be constantly touting the benefits of things like straw work or a lip bubble, but if you don't have any context for what they're talking about, it can be hard to implement these exercises into your own practice. So, what are SOVT exercises? Why might we do them? And how can they help our singing and speaking voice? That's what we're talking about today.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Cortman Westfall, a Broadway music director, voice coach, and tenured professor in the musical theater department at the University of Michigan.
And I'm Chelsea Wilson, a performer turned voice teacher to Broadway stars and vocal coach on Broadway productions like The Phantom of the Opera, School of Rock, and more.
Here on the Broadway Vocal Coach podcast, you can expect real talk about the business, practical advice, and constant encouragement.
We believe there's space for every artist in this industry. All you need is the right support. So consider us your two-woman hype team. Welcome to the Broadway Vocal Coach podcast, where we help musical theater performers get unstuck and take the next step in their careers.
Hi, friends. It's Chelsea here bringing you a little solo episode all about one of my favorite singing topics, SOVT work, and how you as a singer can use these kinds of exercises to strengthen your voice. We're going to get into the what, why, and how. So let's just dive right on in. What is an SOVT exercise? Well, first of all, SOVT is an acronym that stands for semi-occluded vocal tract. This is just a fancy way of saying that your mouth is partially closed as you vocalize. The word occluded literally means to close up or block off. So in these cases, when you're vocalizing, your lips or tongue is blocking some of the air from escaping your mouth. SOVT exercises use a partially closed mouth in order to create back pressure on the vocal folds, helping them vibrate with a low amount of effort. And we are all about a low amount of effort as singers, my friends. It improves the efficiency of how the true vocal folds come together and helps them produce a clear sound. Some SOVT exercises that you might have heard of are a lip bubble or a lip buzz. Straw work, literally blowing through a straw, vocalizing through a straw. Ooh. Or a tongue trill. I'm honestly not very good at that one. And there's many, many more. So let's get into it. What is back pressure? You heard me say that the partially closed mouth element creates back pressure on the vocal folds. So what is back pressure and how does that help us to sing with a lower amount of effort? Let's do a quick little anatomy lesson here. Your vocal folds are two tiny bits of tissue in our larynx, aka your voice box. If you put your fingers on your throat and you swallow, you can kind of feel your Adam's apple rise or lower. That's your larynx. And your vocal folds form a slit across our glottis in our throat. So they come together across our throat. When we speak or sing, they vibrate together as air blows through them, creating pitch. If you're feeling brave, take a quick pause, YouTube search what your vocal folds look like. It can be a little graphic at first. You're like, what am I looking at here? / it's a view of your throat that you've never seen before. So it can be a little unnerving to realize, oh, that's really what's going on in my voice. But I find it's really helpful to see how the vocal folds are coming together in your throat. So take a pause and take a look. So when we're talking about air pressure, or in this case, in the case of SOVT exercises, back pressure, we're talking about how much air is being blown through or being resisted at the level of our vocal folds. So we're either blowing a lot of air through our vocal folds. When that happens, we get more of a, quote, breathy tone, right? Or we're resisting a lot of air at the level of our vocal folds. Our vocal folds are coming together very firmly and resisting, not allowing a ton of air to come through. And when we resist too much, we get more of that pressed sound or pressed feeling, as opposed to when we allow too much, we get more of that breathy tone, something that is maybe a little bit closer to what our head voice might feel like. As we vocalize or as we exhale, air is coming up from our lungs, traveling up from our lungs and being blown out through our vocal folds in our throat, and then, of course, out our mouths. So that's one direction that air pressure is coming from, or that air is traveling from, right? From right below your vocal folds. But when we sing a semi-occluded exercise, not all of that air escapes all at once, right? It's not all escaping our mouth because something's in the way, either our lips or our tongue or the straw. So that air recirculates in our mouth and presses back down on our vocal folds from above, creating a kind of nice massage-like feeling for your voice. So again, air is coming up from your lungs, and then the air that is not expelled out of your mouth recirculates in your mouth and presses back down on your vocal folds from above. So you've got air pressure coming towards your vocal folds from both below and above, creating this nice equilibrium. That's what's helping those vocal folds press together firmly, but not squeezed, in order to create a clear and vibrant sound. It's back pressure along with the regular air pressure coming up out of your lungs. Does that make sense? We're going for this nice equilibrium. So why do we use semi-occluded vocal tract exercises? SOVT exercises, just by their nature, create pretty ideal circumstances for singing. They help us experience an equilibrium or a balance in our voice that other exercises, think about just like mum, 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 or wee, 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 consonants and vowel combinations, are not quite as helpful when we're practicing. Think of these exercises like training wheels for your voice. They help you find the ideal coordination and setup so that when you move on to other exercises like mum, 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 or wee, 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 or a song that of course has endless variables of consonants and vowels and melodies, you can retain that feeling and apply that same balance to actual singing. Another reason why we use SOVT exercises is they are great for sick and tired voices. In fact, when you're sick, complete vocal rest is not often recommended. It's like you've got to keep the muscles moving just a little bit, helps you kind of check in with your voice, helps keep some blood flow going in that area, right? We need a bit of movement in our voice, even when we're sick and tired. Complete vocal rest is very rarely recommended. So when I'm sick and tired, or when I've got clients who are feeling a little under the weather, or like they've had a lot of voice use recently, I really like to recommend straw work and lip bubbles the best. Another reason why, and something to keep in mind when you're thinking about what kind of SOVT exercises you might want to implement into your own practice, is that different SOVT exercises have different benefits for different vocal tendencies. This is something that I go into in great detail inside my new mixed voice course coming out this spring. I'm so excited for you all to get inside that and help you identify kind of where your voice is showing up in certain tendencies, or how knowing how your voice tends to operate can help you unlock what exercises you need for your own vocal development. So for example, for singers who tend to sing a bit weighty or too heavy, with a lot of weight and pressure in their voice, you know, these are the singers who love to stay in a really chesty or a chest dominant place, sometimes to their detriment. SOVT exercises that allow a bit more airflow, like a lip buzz or a lip bubble, are very helpful. Now, on the opposite end of the spectrum, for singers who tend to sing with a light chest voice, maybe folks who don't quite connect to that full speaking voice when they go to sing, SOVT exercises that resist the airflow more strongly, allow those vocal folds to come together more firmly as they do in our speaking voice, they might like straw work with a tiny diameter straw, or a closed mouth blowfish. These kinds of exercises can help these singers find more chord closure or resistance in the voice. For singers who tend to flip between their registers, which is all of us at some point or another, a combination of some of these SOVT exercises can help smooth out the break and help you find a consistent quality throughout your voice, which is really all of our goals, right? So my suggestion is to play around with a few different SOVT exercises and find what feels best for you. There may be something that's like always a go-to exercise for you. For me, that's the lip buzz or the lip bubble, whatever you want to call it. For other people, they love their straw work. I'm a fan of that as well. And there's a lot of different ways to play around with SOVT exercises and find what's right for you. So let's talk about a couple different exercises that you might be able to implement into your own practice and how to do them best. Like I mentioned, one of the most common SOVT exercises that I recommend for my students and that I do myself is the lip bubble or the lip buzz. And there are a few things that I find that singers do incorrectly that basically makes this a void exercise. Like, it's not helpful if you're not going to do it right. So let's make sure you're doing it correctly in a way that's efficient, that a way that's helping you find that balanced equilibrium, that proper coordination in your voice, as opposed to just kind of wasting your time because you're not doing it correctly. So the couple things that I see that folks get wrong when they do this is that they're not really voicing anything underneath that bubble. You know, they're blowing air through their lips, but there's not a whole lot of tone underneath it. What I highly suggest is that you think about finding the vowel like mother or butter underneath that lip buzz and voicing that vowel as you vocalize. Hear that difference? Isn't really connected to my actual speaking voice. Is. So think about that. That's tip number one. The second thing is that sometimes the weight of our cheeks can get in the way of allowing our lips to buzz or vibrate really freely. So I always suggest either taking your fingertips, both hands, putting them at the level of your jawbone and gently pressing up, just lifting the weight of your cheeks up from your lips. You can also do this with your pointer finger and your thumb if you just want to use one hand. So that you're allowing some of that weight to subside and allow your lips to vibrate more freely. Those are the two biggest things that I see. This is an exercise that you can take on any scale pattern throughout your entire range. It's beneficial in low notes and high notes. It's really going to help you find balance throughout your voice. I love doing this as my first point of contact with my voice on an octave and a half scale. And if you want, I'll link some resources to some great free warm-up tracks that I've got for you that can help you experience this lip buzz and do it on that octave and a half scale if that's something that you want to get into. I'm such a fan. It always feels good. I think one of the other most popular and certainly most talked about SOVT exercises is straw work, singing through a straw. If you've never done this before, it can feel kind of bizarre to have something physically in your mouth as you're vocalizing, but the benefits are huge and it's a really, really cool tool. Now, listen, there's a lot of different ways to harness the power of straw work. You can use a regular diameter straw, like a straw that you would get as you go through the McDonald's drive-thru getting your daily Diet Coke. That's me. Is that you? That's me. You can use that diameter of straw. You can use a big smoothie straw if you're going to blow bubbles into a cup of water. Or you can use a tiny diameter straw made specifically for vocalizing. I love the Singing Straw set from Singing Straw, and I've got a 10% discount code for you if you're interested in looking at any of their products. They've got metal straws, silicone straws, straws that are all the same diameter, and depending on how many of them you have in your mouth, it changes the experience, or they've got sets with different diameter straws so you can kind of choose what feels best for you. That's singingstraw.com, and you can use the code CHELSEA10 to get 10% off your straw purchase. So what I love about using straws specifically for singing, these tiny little, I think this is a 5 millimeter diameter straw, is that it's really all you need on the go to have a really efficient warm-up using a straw. So the smaller the diameter of straw, the more back pressure you're going to experience. So if you're feeling particularly fuzzy or disjointed in your voice, you might want to go for that smallest diameter straw to get the most feeling of resistance, that most feeling of connection as you work through your voice. Again, if you've got a singing straw set, mine comes with 3 different straws. You can hear that. This is now an ASMR episode. 3 different straws. They're all the same diameter. And so if I put all 3 of them in my mouth, I now have like a 15 millimeter straw. Ooh. And essentially, the larger the diameter of straw, the more airflow you're going to experience, the less resistance, the less back pressure you're going to experience. So on the opposite side of that, these tiny, little tiny, like coffee-sized straws is like a big smoothie straw. I've got a few of these reusable straws in my house. And just by themselves, in my opinion, they feel oftentimes a little too big to get a ton of benefit from them. However, if this is what you've got around your house, there's an easy fix for this. Blow bubbles into a cup of water. My advice is to blow bubbles into a cup with very little water or you will get splashed. You will get splashed. Right now, I'm blowing bubbles into my big 40-ounce Stanley. Because again, between the Diet Coke and the Stanley cup, I am just the most basic of girls. Let's just be real, folks. Let's just be real. And this is a great setup for me. I always have this 40-ounce Stanley with me. And so I can just take the lid off and just blow bubbles into my cup of water with the big kind of Stanley smoothie size straw that comes with it. It feels awesome. I really can't tell you how cool it feels to blow bubbles into the cup of water. It's a different feeling even from using the tiny little singing straws, and it can feel really great. So just know you've got all these options available to you, playing around with the diameter, playing around with whether you're blowing bubbles into a cup of water. Think about that. Water is providing yet another level of resistance, right? Your air is running into the water. So more of that is recirculating back. That's why we get more of that resistance when we're blowing bubbles as opposed to just blowing through a wider diameter straw. There's tons of great resources on the internet about straw phonation. In fact, my friend Whitney Nicole, who's the founder of Singing Straw, she has an amazing YouTube channel. Just look up Singing Straw, Whitney Nicole on YouTube for tons of resources, including warm-up videos that you can sing along with her using either your dedicated singing straws or any straw that you have around the house. Let me hit just a couple other SOVT exercises really quickly. Another one I like to do is an NG, hung, sing. You're literally going to say sing, hung, or song. We're going to say a word that has an NG in it, and we're going to vocalize on the NG. What's happening is your tongue is lifting in the back. It's touching the top of your soft palate. And basically providing some resistance there as well. It's your tongue that's in the way of all of your air escaping. I love an NG. I find that it gives me that feeling of nice resistance. And you can hold on to a bit more of a chest dominant feeling on this NG. It also really limits the amount of volume you can use, which if you're a person who tends to overblow or use a ton of volume when you sing, then an NG can be a nice way to kind of like think about like putting a compressor on your volume level, just help you find balance at not your top volume. Again, you can put this on any scale pattern that you like. You can also just slide throughout your range and get the benefit of it. Another SOVT exercise that some folks really love, especially if the lip buzz is really difficult for them, is a tongue trill. However, I have the opposite problem and I am really bad at this. I really do not have a ton of coordination in this regard. So I tend to always gravitate toward a lip buzz. I find they have a similar effect on the voice. Another thing you can do is a blowfish exercise. Think about it as vocalizing through a straw when you don't have a straw. It is the poor man's straw exercise, which is me all the time when I don't have a straw nearby. Just think about putting a tiny little coffee straw in your mouth and your lips close around that tiny little coffee straw. Again, it's imaginary. And you're going to blow air into your cheeks like a blowfish. And you'll vocalize in that regard. So the key is to fill up your cheeks with air. You're going to feel that nice air pressure building up behind your lips as you do that. and you're going to blow very little air out your mouth because your lips are practically closed. That's the key here. As soon as you open your lips up too wide, you're going to hear there's a ton of air that starts to escape and you lose the benefit of the exercise. One level onto this, I learned this one from Cynthia. She calls this exercise the Myron, which is a mouth closed siren. It's basically this blowfish exercise while you, quote, speak or sing the lyrics of your song underneath it. So do the blowfish with me. Now let's take a line of a song and essentially sing that while we're keeping that kind of blowfish mouth posture. If it sounds wild, it is, but it is effective. Okay, let's pick a line of a song. Let's do like the first line of If I Loved You. Always a classic. Obviously, it's a little bit tricky because I can't form all those consonants, but you get the idea that I'm forming the vowel shapes in my mouth, in my vocal tract, in my throat, as I'm getting the benefit of this kind of closed mouth, blowfish, SOVT experience, right? Let's do it again. So silly, right? But it feels great. Again, think about these SOVT exercises like training wheels for your voice. If you're struggling with a feeling of connection or coordination through a passage of music, especially one that might span, you know, a big interval, even up to an octave, something where you're shifting registers from chest voice to head voice, an SOVT exercise can help you find the smoothest way to get through that passage of your voice. And I love how the Myron kind of brings it all together in that you're literally voicing the words and the vowels underneath that funny mouth shape. So then when you go to sing, if I loved you time and again, I would try to say, we can keep that coordination. We can keep that feeling of balance that we just experienced on that more helpful SOVT exercise. It's all about retaining the benefit, retaining the balance that we found or that we discovered on the SOVT exercise, and then being able to immediately apply that to our singing, to actual music. I hope this little solo episode was helpful for you. I love diving into the nitty-gritty about SOVT work, semi-occluded vocal tract exercises. And I think there is a way for every singer to be able to incorporate an SOVT exercise that feels good for them, good for you, into your practice. So I hope this was helpful. If you want more resources, check the links in our show notes for today's episode. And I will link for you where you can get the singing straw, where you can get some warm-up tracks to do that octave and a half vocal exercise. And more. And in the meantime, happy singing. We'll see you later. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love to hear from you. Take a screenshot from wherever you're listening and tag us on Instagram at B-Way Vocal Coach. You can share this episode with a friend who you think might benefit from some of these SOVT exercises, or at least knowing more about them. And please consider leaving our show a review wherever you listen. And if you're ready to take your next step as a singer, but you aren't entirely sure what that should be, then take our quiz. We'll strategize with you to outline a roadmap to your unique goals. Plus, from there, you can book a free consult with us. Visit bwayvocalcoach.com/take the quiz. We can't wait to hear your story and help you take the next step in your career.